The key to overcoming speech anxiety. Public speaking is one of the most common fears in the world affecting students, professionals, entrepreneurs, and even seasoned executives. This fear, known as speech anxiety or glossophobia, can trigger sweaty palms, a racing heart, and a mental blank at the very moment you want to appear your most confident. Yet, overcoming speech anxiety is not only possible, it's a skill anyone can master with the right mindset, preparation, and strategies. In this comprehensive guide, we will explore the root causes of speech anxiety, the science behind it, and the proven steps you can take to speak with confidence in any situation. Understanding speech anxiety, what it really is. Speech anxiety is more than just nervousness before a presentation. It's a psychological and physiological reaction to perceived pressure or potential judgment. Your body activates its fight or flight response, releasing adrenaline, increasing your heart rate, and sometimes causing trembling or shortness of breath. From a biological standpoint, your brain interprets standing in front of an audience as a threat to safety, even though logically you know it's not. Common triggers include fear of forgetting your words, fear of negative evaluation, lack of preparation, and high-stakes situations like job interviews, sales pitches, or keynote speeches. Recognizing that speech anxiety is a normal human reaction, not a personal weakness, is the first step toward overcoming it. Why overcoming speech anxiety matters for your career and life. Whether you're pitching an idea to investors, giving a wedding toast, or leading a team meeting, the ability to speak clearly and confidently directly impacts how others perceive your competence, credibility, and leadership potential. In the business world, effective communication is a top skill that can open doors to promotions, partnerships, and professional recognition. Speech anxiety, if left unaddressed, can cause you to avoid speaking opportunities altogether. This avoidance may protect you in the short term but limits your growth in the long run. Overcoming it allows you to express your ideas with conviction, inspire trust, and create genuine connections with your audience. The science behind speech anxiety. Understanding the science behind speech anxiety can help you take control of it. When you're anxious, the amygdala, the brain's fear center, becomes overactive. This signals your adrenal glands to release adrenaline and cortisol, stress hormones that prepare your body for survival. While these hormones heighten alertness, they also cause the physical symptoms of anxiety: a shaky voice, sweaty hands, or a pounding heart. The good news is that your brain is adaptable. Through exposure, preparation, and reframing techniques, you can train your mind and body to interpret public speaking not as a threat, but as a challenge you're ready to meet. Identifying your triggers. Before you can effectively overcome speech anxiety, you must identify your specific triggers. Do you feel more nervous when presenting to strangers or colleagues? Is it the fear of forgetting your material, or the thought of being judged? Keep a journal of your speaking experiences and note the situations where your anxiety is highest. This self-awareness helps you develop targeted coping strategies, whether that's improving your preparation, practicing specific relaxation techniques, or working on audience engagement skills. Preparation, the first line of defense. One of the most effective ways to reduce speech anxiety is thorough preparation. Anxiety thrives on uncertainty, so the more familiar you are with your material, the less mental space fear will occupy. Preparation involves more than memorizing a script. It means understanding your topic deeply, creating a logical flow, and anticipating audience questions. Break your presentation into clear sections, rehearse multiple times, and practice out loud in front of a trusted friend or in front of a mirror. Recording yourself can help you spot areas for improvement and build self-awareness. Breathing and relaxation techniques. Your breath is a powerful tool for controlling anxiety. When you're nervous, your breathing tends to become shallow, which signals to your body that you are under stress. Instead, practice diaphragmatic breathing, breathing deeply into your abdomen rather than your chest. Before speaking, take a few slow, deep breaths, inhaling through your nose for a count of 4, holding for a count of 4, and exhaling through your mouth for a count of 6. This not only calms your nervous system but also improves vocal projection and clarity. Reframing negative thoughts. Much of speech anxiety is fueled by negative self-talk: I'm going to mess up, they'll think I'm not good enough, or I'll forget everything. Reframing is the practice of replacing these thoughts with empowering ones. For example, instead of "what if I forget my words," say "I'm well prepared, and I can handle small mistakes." Instead of "they'll judge me," say "they're interested in what I have to share." By shifting your focus from fear to value, you change the emotional tone of your experience. Start small and build up. If you struggle with severe speech anxiety, start with low-pressure speaking opportunities. This could be speaking up in a small meeting, participating in a group discussion, or giving a short introduction in a networking event. Each small success helps retrain your brain to see public speaking as safe, gradually reducing anxiety. Using visualization for confidence. Visualization is a proven psychological technique used by athletes, performers, and public speakers alike. Before your speaking event, close your eyes and imagine yourself delivering your speech confidently. See the audience nodding, smiling, and applauding. Imagine feeling calm and in control. When you rehearse success in your mind, your brain begins to form neural patterns that make confident speaking feel more natural. Embracing the power of pauses. Many speakers fear silence, but pauses are powerful. They give your audience time to absorb your message, help you breathe, and create a sense of control. If you lose your place, a pause is far better than filling the space with or a. Learning to embrace pauses can dramatically increase your perceived confidence. The role of body language in reducing anxiety. Your body language can either amplify or reduce anxiety. Standing tall, keeping your shoulders relaxed, and making steady eye contact signal both to your audience and your own brain that you are confident. Using purposeful gestures can help channel nervous energy into expressive movement rather than fidgeting. When to seek professional help. For some people, speech anxiety is deeply ingrained and requires more than self-help techniques. Working with a public speaking coach, therapist, or joining organizations like Toastmasters International can provide structured practice, constructive feedback, and ongoing support. In some cases, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can help address the root thought patterns that cause anxiety. Conclusion. The key to overcoming speech anxiety is not eliminating fear altogether, it's learning to work with it. Fear is simply energy, and when you channel it into preparation, presence, and passion, it becomes a driving force for powerful communication. Every great speaker you admire has faced some level of anxiety. What sets them apart is the commitment to practicing, learning, and showing up despite it. The journey to confident speaking is a gradual one, but every step you take every time you speak despite feeling nervous strengthens your skills and your belief in yourself. Over time, you'll discover that what once felt terrifying can become one of your greatest strengths.